T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Hey, it is 5 o'clock, and congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest is we got another hour out here at least, so make your way on out here. We are at Tupelo's in spring. We're going to be here till 6 o'clock, but maybe a little longer because Clint's got an all-nighter, baby. We got a...
Why are you putting my business out there?
I'm just saying. We've been putting your business out there all week. He's got an all-nighter, baby. So we may hang out here a little bit longer, but Come on out here. And I'm telling you, 5:35, that is when we are... What all we got we giving up?
Well, we're giving away a... I'm not giving up anything. I can't do that. I know that last segment we talked about. I can't give up anything, but we're going to give away...
Yeah, he's giving it up.
We're going to give away a 70-inch Apple TV.
Oh, man.
At 5:35.
5:35.
If you walk in the door, sit down, you get a raffle ticket for free. If you want to buy 5 more tickets, it's going to cost you $20. All the proceeds go to the Montgomery County Food Bank.
That's right.
And so you get a chance to win a 70-inch TV, and courtesy of not us, the fine folks here at Tupelo's.
I think they got gift cards too. You can
and win. 7 gift cards. Seven. I don't know the amount. I didn't ask the amount, but there's 7 of them. So you got 7 chances to win.
So you got 8 chances to win something.
Whatever the damn amount is, I'm sure you'd like to take it off your bill before you leave tonight. So
that's
come
right
on through. You got 30 minutes to get here.
That's right.
Stop in and say hello. Get you a cold beer and see if you can't win a 70-inch TV. You think I ought to buy me 5 tickets?
I don't think we're eligible. Or I'd have been done put the tickets in.
We're not giving it away. It's not us. It's Tupelo's.
Clint, it'd be a bad look if we stood up here and said, all right,
I don't give
it's me.
Look here, I don't give
it's
two damn.
Damn, I want all 8 of these.
Don't care what kind of look it is. I know deep down in my heart it's the truth.
All right, I hope Tyler wins. All right, he deserves something. All right, so
will y'all buy me
here
a few tickets for that?
Not a chance. 5:35 is when.
If you didn't eat tenders, I would.
Is when those are announced. He'd have ate some tenders here. Everything on this menu, he'd have gone tenders. He'd have gone tenders. Probably would have been very, very good, but he'd have gone tenders. All right, the Astros are back at it. A World Series rematch. The team that ended their season, the Braves, they are in Atlanta as they take them on tonight. Lance McCullers on the mound, Clint. His first start was, I think, all of us well beyond the expectation, right? I didn't even have big major expectations. So his first start, he's 6 innings, no runs, 4 walks. That was probably the part he'd like to have back, but far more effective than we thought he would be. Tonight, Clint, this is a playoff-type team. This is a really good offense. They've got guys up and down the lineup that could cause him problems. This will be a much realistic look to where he is right now.
Well, I think it's definitely a step up in competition. There's no question about that. I mean,
yeah, you go from a Triple A team to a team that has the 4th best record in the majors.
They timed it up perfect, right? You let Lance throw a game against the A's. He does well, and then now you step it up a significant notch versus the Braves. And so I think tonight is a night for Lance. Clearly, all the things that every starting pitcher goes out there and is concerned about and is trying to get accomplished is where his head's at. But for Lance, to me, it's a no-brainer, right? It's a bigger moment. It's his second game back. Can he keep his cool? Because Lance is a guy that runs hot way too early and
very
way too often.
Yeah.
So can he stay even keel and go out there and put up good numbers versus a better opponent? We'll see.
I'm
here for it. I mean, it's for me, again, as an Astros fan, it takes the entertainment value up just a notch when it's the Braves and when it's Lance McCullers.
The lineup is out. I want to watch this because I want to see if this moving forward potentially will be the lineup that the Astros go to more times than not in the postseason. Altuve leading off, Yuli Gurriel batting second, Yordan in left field again today, Bregman batting fourth at third base, Tucker Mancini DHing again back-to-back three nights in a row. This is three starts in a row for Mancini. I wonder, is that the most he's had since he's been with the Astros? It feels like it. And Pena getting a start at short, of course, and then McCormick in center and Maldonado catching. That feels like to me, because to me this seems like the way that Trey Mancini gets in the lineup is if he's at DH and Alvarez is in left field. This feels like this potentially may be the lineup.
Yeah, look, I'm here for it. I you know where I'm at. This is great. If this is the lineup right now, to me, when Diaz gets back, I'm okay. I'm A-okay, and I'm dead. So I'm ready to commit to this. I'm ready to commit to
it. Diaz out there instead of McCormick.
No, I'd slide Tucker to center and Diaz in right, or Mancini in right, whichever way, and then the other DHs. I'm ready to commit to it. I think that's what the Astros should do, and I think that's what they end up doing.
Clint, we're not surprised. This is not commit. You've committed. You've been damn near committed to this.
Yeah, but I think I've probably tiptoed around it a little bit. I've let you kind of intimidate me a bit on the defensive side of things. I'm through tiptoeing around it. I want to see Tucker in center field, Diaz in right, Mancini or Diaz in right, Mancini or Yordan in left. And the whoever's left over DH, and I want to see that lineup.
It's interesting to see if this is something too. If McCormick has jumped over Jake Myers, because I wonder if we see that moving forward, because Jake Myers is really, really struggling at the plate especially. But I wonder.
I think you can stick a fork in Jake, bro.
Really?
He struck out against the second baseman.
Well, I mean,
so.
It was just well, one time.
He was already on the hot seat, and he struck out against the second baseman. I mean, hell,
it's not good.
It pains me to say it because I appreciate Jake. I like his style. Johnny Hustle. I appreciate it. Clean cut cat. I like it. No showboating. I love it. But, I mean, the manager's out there talking about wish he'd have got more run in the minors before we brought him up.
And now
you struck out against the second baseman.
Yeah,
he's cooked. Stick a fork in it.
It
he's
doesn't
done.
Look great. We'll see. It does. I want to see the day. I like to look in this series to see if McCormick gets multiple starts in this series.
I'm okay with White Boy getting run.
I mean, hell, he's not striking out against a second baseman throwing 57 miles an hour. No. So hell yeah, everybody's in.
No, he's not. I'd be okay. I'd be okay if McCormick gets a little run.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Rams host your Houston Texans tonight, and we'll talk more about kind of people we want to see. What about young guys? Because still, a lot of this is about the guys that are fringe to make this roster, the guys that are fringe to be a part of this team that are really like the second, third, and fourth quarters are really big for them. Who are some people that Texans fans should be looking out, in your opinion, that fit that?
Oh, second, third, fourth quarter?
Yeah, guys that this game is really big for.
Yeah, I think Brevin Jordan, I think he'll play until halftime. I mean, that's a guy that's got to do big things for the Texans. I think he's got to. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's got to. I'll go with Brevin Jordan. Clearly, Damian Pierce. I don't believe they bump him up to one this week, so I think he'll play in the second and third quarter. I believe Kenyon Green is a guy. I don't believe he starts. I believe he gets some run. Keep an eye out for 59, your number 15 overall pick this past year. So I would say those three offensively. I would say Farrell Brown, but he's hurt. I doubt you see him tonight with his hamstring issue. So I'm going to go with those three. And also, keep an eye on four. Keep an eye on Philip Dorsett. Philip Dorsett is the guy to me. I think he ends up helping this team big time. Big time. Like, I don't even think – what I've watched,
Explain what you mean big time.
Like, I think he might start some games and contribute in a big way. Like, I mean, I can't give you a number, but, I mean, I think, like, Chris Moore, I like Chris Moore, but Philip Dorsett brings more to the table. I'm going to be honest with you. They play different positions, and they're different body types, so you're not going to compare the two. But Chris Conley, be honest with you, man, Philip Dorsett brings more to the table. I mean, outside of
I won't argue that.
Outside of Brandon Cooks and Nico Collins, who you're going to commit to – Nico I'm talking about. Nico you're going to commit to because you drafted him because you're going to make him work. I'm going to tell you, Philip Dorsett is right there. Philip Dorsett's a veteran. He can play every position. He's as fast as anybody on the field, game field. I mean, I really like Philip Dorsett, so watch him throughout the game. And then defensively, I think it's – talking about second, third, fourth quarter, who's the guys to watch? First and foremost, Ross Blacklock. Ross Blacklock, it's not enough to just be considered in the 8 or 10 guys that make this roster. Like, Ross Blacklock needs to go make plays. Ross Blacklock needs to show up on film. He needs to show up as fans when we watch the Texans. Damn it, we need to see Ross Blacklock, period. Yeah. I mean, that's it. And then
–
You know, I think there's two other guys that I think balled out last week in the second half.
I was going to say, because I'm going to see if you're in the same thought process I am.
Okoronkwo. Damn, I messed it up the first time, didn't I? Okoronkwo. I think he's a guy that has a legit shot of making the team anyway, but when he plays like last week, you can't ignore it. And then Jalen Camp.
Jalen Camp is where my mind was.
Yeah. Like that is a the interesting thing with Jalen Camp is, can Jalen Camp play well enough? And I don't think it's going to happen because it's Nick Caserio, Jack Easterby guys, Chris Conley. But can Jalen Camp play well enough to compete for that second boundary big-bodied receiver that the Texans
I mean, he's got to feel good about it. Like, I mean, when you look at this wide receiving group in front of you, you got to look at this and think to yourself, I mean, this isn't the greatest group of guys. Like, you got to look at yourself and say, man, I think I can give Chris Conley a run for his money. So I think there's a lot there potentially for Jalen Camp if he shows what he did. Because even things that weren't completed. Like, there was an interception that was thrown by Jeff Driskel. But if you look at the film and watch what Jalen Camp did, he did everything he was supposed to do. He had him by 4 or 5 yards, right? It could have made more big plays. So those things help him. So it'll be a big one to watch the young guys tonight, the guys that these games are really important for.
Yeah, Chris Conley's got a one-year deal in 2022. I mean, there's a $750,000 dead cap hit. You know, it would cost him $750 to cut him. It's gonna cost him roughly $2 million to keep him. So not that you'd cut him for money reasons, but if Jalen Camp shows up and you feel like he gives you as good a shot, I don't see it happening because Chris Conley's clearly a favorite. But I do think that Jalen Camp can make it interesting.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what they do. So be ready. Texans Rams later on tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. Big news out of college football locally here. Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian has named Quinn Ewers the starting quarterback. What? He's named Quinn Ewers the starting quarterback. That was not in the same company of fresh fish.
Peaches Hewley.
Quinn Ewers, what's wrong with it?
Keep saying it. The more you say it, the closer you're getting to it.
What is it?
What I need.
What is it? What is it?
Game changing.
Well, I mean, relative. We can move on.
Quinn Ewers. What is it?
I mean, you.
What the hell is it? Say it.
Well, you're saying it right now, but the first time you
said it,
like you said ears.
Oh God, man! Get a little spit in his mouth. Quinn Ewers.
The wet mouth.
It is a tough one.
It is not a tough one. I said it, damn it. Anyway, he's named the starter in Texas. They finally named their starting quarterback. Now, they've got theirs. We'll wait for A&M to see when they name theirs. But Steve Sarkisian names his starting quarterback. Transfer in from Ohio State.
Longhorn Quinn Nation. Ewers. We're back.
The best part is Tyler's talking trash to you through drops like you.
Peaches Hewley.
In person. Because no, they won't let him come here.
No, but it's a talent, though. It's I mean, I'm sure you don't appreciate it, but golly, that's
I will
good.
Admit right now I'm shook.
I'm not shook. Damn it.
Tyler is my daddy.
All right, we can go on.
Show's talking to himself.
Fox announces.
I am not shook, damn it.
Fox announces that Urban Meyer's returned to college football broadcast. He's going to be back in the broadcast booth for Fox. He's going to be up there with Reggie Bush. And Matt Leiner.
Isn't that something, bro?
And he got his gig back.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't blame
you. Sorry,
him.
Quinn.
You got to put the best.
No commentary about you.
Did we just move right on past Quinn? Hell, he ain't done nothing.
I guess y'all would say
it. He
nothing.
Ain't done nothing but make a little NIL money. Hell, we'll figure that out later. But Urban Meyer, I mean, isn't it funny?
He's back. He got back.
I mean, you can be. And look, I like him on TV. I'll be honest with you. But his I mean, embarrassing stint in Jacksonville has knocked him down a rung in terms of my – I mean, just the way I listen to him, if I'm being completely honest. But, man, you can do anything. Like, once you win a national title as a quarterback or as a coach, you can do anything and keep a TV gig. Well, like, how do you not – if you've won a national title – as a quarterback or as a coach, how in the hell are you not making $1 million in TV?
I don't know. I mean, it's to me, I would think his credibility would be called into question.
You think
with
he would
some
be
of the stuff
shot.
He's done? Shot, but
I mean, he was on. But
I know that
went viral of him rubbing up some young tender when
he's
married.
I mean, that's not even that. I mean, you can get around that. It is the fact that he looked like he didn't know what the hell he was doing. Coaching,
Did you see the video where in the mirror the guy was snorting coke behind him?
I know
on the yacht or wherever.
Those
they were
things, those I things, mean, but those about, things you can get around. I'm talking about on the like to me when I watch him, I don't have the thought process anymore that he is the expert that I would think he was. Remember, I mean, just what he did in the NFL. I mean, he looked like he didn't know what.
No,
what
I agree. I mean, he still watches a game through a lens that you or I can't watch it through. So there's still it's intriguing. But Joe, since we last saw him on TV, he's got ran up out of the worst franchise in the NFL, and several things in that building. He tried to hire a coach that got fired at Iowa for racial issues. I mean, he kicked his kicker for crying out loud.
Yeah, no, all the stuff
got caught rubbing up a young tender after his team flew home after a game. He does a Zoom or something with a buddy of his walking in, and you can see him in the mirror asking him if he wants cocaine, snorting cocaine, and he gets a job the first week of football season cranking up.
The ratings will be high that first week when he has to address it.
I agree.
When he has to address everything.
I agree, but hell.
The ratings will be high.
I mean, I don't know. I'm with you, but it's a tough look.
All right. Do the Astros have some secret weapon that they're going to be able to explore coming up? It'll be interesting to see if the Braves show us something. And is this going to be something that they can use in the postseason? We'll discuss that next.
Fresh.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Getting you set for tonight's game in L.A. Live from Tupelo's in Spring, it's Clint Sterner and the show.
That's right, we are live. Make your way on out. Let me hear it out here, folks. We're having a good time out here. There we go. Still some room. We're going to meet a lot of great people. Shout out to my guy Mike in Arizona. It's beautiful ladies here with this boy. We've met a lot of great people.
My man Mike's doing something right. His beautiful bride's here, and I'm assuming y'all are married. Maybe boy, girlfriend, whatever it is.
I don't think she's a side.
The point is she's in Houston, and he's in Arizona, and she's thinking about him. Well done, Mike.
Well done, Mike.
Thanks for listening, bud. Appreciate it.
We're enjoying ourselves, Tyler. Boy, we sure wish you could be here.
You know what? You don't. Buddy, there's a lot of things you do to me I don't like, but don't lie to me. You're happy I'm not there.
I'm not happy. I wish we could. There was like one person who did ask for you, and
probably the coolest person there.
He's not able to be here. Yeah, it probably is. But no. Make your way on out here. We're here till 6 o'clock, and we'll be hanging for a while out here in Spring. So enjoy yourself as the Astros get going and the Texans take on the Rams. Speaking of the Astros, fellas, this is interesting to me. Do they have this weird advantage with Alex Bregman? I have never in my life seen anything like this. Teams are scared to death of Alex Bregman at second base. I mean, this week we've seen
don't be a knucklehead.
There have been two intentional balks. And then one pitcher just said, "To hell with it! I'm going to go from the windup and just let him steal third base." I want to see if Alex Bregman is at second base, if the Braves start just allowing him to go to third base or doing intentional balks like we've seen the Rangers and the White Sox do it. Like if this is something that this is multiple teams doing it. If the Braves do it too, is this a weapon that they potentially will have in the playoffs? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Clint. It seems silly. I'm be honest with you. Clearly, you hope it's a product of them self-scouting, right? Like, we're self-scouting, and whoever's on the mound at that time has some kind of tip or some kind of tail that you can see inside his glove from second base. And Bregman's really good at picking those things up. But you would think,
I mean, it must be he must be great. I mean, he must. There must be.
Look, it's a combination of him at second and Jordan at the plate, right? I mean, it's
him, it's and Jordan, and Tucker generally at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, you got two monsters at the plate that if he does tip him a pitch, it's game over. But there must be some
amazing success rate with him being there and like Jordan or Tucker like coming through big time.
I mean, how do you get? How do you, as much as he struggled early in the season, how do you get to that? Like, what kind of data have you gathered?
Where all teams are doing it.
Like, yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I think we'd see it more if that was a, if that were. I mean, I think that's some. I don't know. Is it monkey see, monkey do? Is it the White Sox?
I guess so.
The White Sox just saw the Rangers do it. Boy, look here, I'm going to be honest with you. If I were watching the Rangers do something and deciding that's how I'm going to –
Well, they fired their manager after he did it. Oh, they fired their manager after he did it. Because now it's one team does it, that's one thing. It's one team that does it, that's one thing. But now multiple teams are doing it three different times. Three different times he's dropped the ball or they've had intentional balks or they have just said to hell with it, I'm going to go from the windup. To try to save face, to try to avoid him, to try to avoid him from not being on second base. Just giving away free bases, and he scored. Like it is the closest thing I can think about it is when teams used to just walk Barry Bonds with the bases loaded, like Buck Showalter in a 2-run game in like the ninth inning years ago. Just said he walked Bonds. To walk in a run so he wouldn't hit. Like that is, and I just want to see how far it goes. That is very aggressive. I want to see how far it goes because they're not even thinking twice about it. They're just dropping the ball. Oh, yeah. Send him on. It is three different times in the last week and a half, teams have had Alex Bregman at second base and have done whatever it takes to get him to third base. So he's not there giving up. Where you could score in a wild pitch or anything like that. It is
the
crazy.
The one I saw do it was Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease, yeah, he just dropped the ball. He just threw the ball. Oh.
I mean, we're talking about a Cy Young. I mean, if it wasn't for Verlander, he'd be leading.
A guy that has lethal stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. He's about one of the best pitchers in baseball doing it. Look, whatever the Rangers do, hell with him. That's silly. But you're talking about one of the best pitchers in baseball doing it. To me, that's when I go, what are we – and there may be some validity to what Bregman's able to do, but, I mean, if I'm aware of it, fix what I'm doing and go pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It seems silly to me that one, they picked it up from the Rangers. Two, they can't fix whatever the issue is if you know it's happening.
It's crazy. I just want to see how far it goes. Is this a weapon? Maybe they don't just let him go to third – but clearly our pitchers so overly focused on it that, like, you know, like a fast base runner at first base that just takes away a lot of their attention that they just they're not concentrating on Yordan or Kyle Tucker like they should be. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show as we're live out here at Tupelo in spring. Clint, I want to shout out to the guys out there. I've gone to the restroom several times. They have been very respectful in the restroom. Small conversations.
You know, keg talk?
No keg talk. Not much. And one guy just said, hey, and how's it going, man? Always listen to you. And then stop right there. And then, you know, when I went to wash my hands. So shout out to the respect of folks out there. I'm not a big fan of guys that try to talk your head off while you're urinating.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I ran into a fellow last night. By the way, I took my wife out last night without the baby. What are we doing here, guys?
Nothing. You took your wife out without the baby.
Yeah, I took my wife out last night without the baby. We had a pretty good show, I thought, and I thought I'd take my wife out.
Give her have a good time.
What the hell is going on? I thought I'd take my wife out for a little quality time here, and we got there, and I had to use the restroom because I left the station in a hurry to get to where we were going, and I walked in what I think is supposed to be a one-holer. I think you're supposed to lock the door behind you, right?
Well,
I walked in, and the old boy was – there was two guys in the restroom. One of them was leaving, so I just took his spot, the urinal in the toilet. And the old boy at the toilet, he finished doing his deal, and he just gives a loud, woo! I said, yeah, man, feels good, don't it, Bo? He said, yeah. He went to talking about the weather. He went to talking about the drinks he was having. He went to talking about how crowded the place was. I'm not opposed to it. I just the talkative guy
you
in the bathroom.
You can't put that on him. You did.
Are you shitting me?
You can't. What'd I do?
You invited him with the. It feels good, doesn't it? If I'm a guy that says, if a guy I'm in there says it feels good, it seems like you're ready for conversation. Like, you're ready for that type of conversation. When you do that, that's what you did it to yourself. You did that, Clint. Oh, it feels good. Whoa, that felt good, didn't it? And you invited him to just have repeat conversations.
Said I wasn't opposed to it.
No, but you didn't like that last night. That was a bit much, wasn't it?
He was inebriated.
He
was inebriated. I was with my wife. He was in sales. I'll be honest. He's a medical sales fella.
Oh, you learning that about him?
Well, he was in scrubs. I mean, who else wears the scrubs into the damn?
He probably
sushi
cut
joint.
You off at the door so he could continue to just talk to you. He probably cut you off at the door and just say, "All right, hey, let's keep this conversation rolling." So you not get back to your wife.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I like good conversation. I just was wondering where how you guys felt about it.
I'm not a fan of it. I'm not gonna keep talking long term. Like, if you try to talk to me, I'm gonna make it very clear, just like I am on the airplane. If you keep talking, I'm gonna make it very, very clear that I'm not about conversation. I'm gonna cut you off real short. Nice, short.
Oh, so you just don't talk to people, huh?
Just cut them short. Not gonna be rude. Just short to let them know. Like, you have a clear understanding. Oh, my man just wants to go ahead and take care of business here. He don't want to have a long conversation. You invited him. Whoa, feels good, doesn't it? He thought you were drunk too, the way you said it. And he said, "Well, we can go now."
Well, I mean,
you did this. It's on you, Clint.
It was going to be a brief conversation.
It was not going to be brief for him. As soon as you invited him in,
it was brief. It happened the way it happened, and it was still brief.
Just be
just like on the plane, it would be brief.
No, God, I let him know right off the bat on that plane.
It does piss me off.
Why?
God, I don't want to talk.
That guy could own a business and want you to do his reads or something.
I'd have lost my blessing there. I don't want to talk to people I don't know on the plane. I just want to get there and I want to listen to my podcast or just go to sleep. That's just me.
You listen to your own podcast instead of talking to other people.
Listen to podcasts, not my own.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I've listened.
Now, I think say don't lie.
The showman.
All right, players you need.
The showman.
There are two players. Two players in particular that we both need to see a lot out of as the Texans take on the Rams. We'll tell you who they are coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Getting you set for tonight's game in L.A. Live from Tupelo's in Spring, it's Clint Sterner and the show.
Back at it live. We're hooking folks up. We just gave away the TV. Shout out to Colby, who just won a 70-inch Apple TV. As we are rocking and rolling live right here, still make your way out. We'll be here until 6 o'clock at Tupelo's, out here in Spring, having a great time. The crowd is in a good spot. Everybody is feeling good as there's so much to get to tonight. As the Astros, they head to Atlanta and they have a little World Series rematch with the Braves. Lance McCullers in his second start back, and then obviously the Texans, they face the Rams. You can hear the pregame show right here on Sports Radio 610 coming up at 6 o'clock right after us with Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast. So we're having a good time out here as it is a Football Friday presented by Miller Lite as we are out each and every Friday, Clint. All right, the big thing here tonight. I know there's a couple of guys, Clint, that you are specifically having your eye on for the Texans tonight. There's two guys that you really, really have in mind. And it's crazy. You know, great minds think a lot because those are the two guys on my mind tonight. And it's good that you finally learned some things with working with me. But who are these two that you're really looking at for the Texans?
Well, let's be honest. I'd imagine you could poll the crowd and they'd all get the top two right. It's Davis Mills and Nico Collins. And I'm gonna add Pep Hamilton to that list because what we watched last week.
Yeah.
And I am not in a spot that I need to be super critical of these guys on week one of the preseason, but I'm going to be super critical of these guys in week one of the preseason. Yeah. Like what they did last week offensively was they landed well short of the bar of expectations, the standard. Like week one, you know, the expectations are really low. No, nobody expects you to go out there and show your playbook, show your hand, get super creative. But Pep Hamilton went out there and literally called one of six plays. First of all, they went three and out, two straight series. He called one of six plays that was designed to throw the football beyond the line of scrimmage. That is the damnedest thing I've ever seen. In fact, it's the risk of rolling Davis Mills out there, Titus Howard out there, Nico Collins out there, Brevin Jordan, all these guys out there that are starters. You risk throwing those guys out there to do that? Like that, yeah. That doesn't make sense.
I know we were sitting up there watching the game. It was like what did they get accomplished?
Absolutely nothing.
What was the point for what they came out here? Screen, handoff. Series.
It was what we watched from Tim Kelly and Bill O'Brien.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.